Good morning. South Dakota Senate will now come to order. And leading us in our prayer today, let's welcome back Reverend Paul Bly from the Resurrection Lutheran Church here, who will pray with and for us today from Pier. And our page leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance today is Peter Delgado. He's from Chamberlain.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we lift up to you today all who govern the state of South Dakota. Bless them with your wisdom. May they ever keep in mind that their power is a trust from you. Help them, O Lord, to know and to do what is right and honorable for the sake of the common good. Let your Spirit stir their discussions and decisions with insight and cooperation. Lord, we pray also for the very poorest and the most vulnerable of our state. Lord, watch over each of our own families and keep them safe. In your holy name, we pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frerichs, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstad, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Ray, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 30th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications, ma'am.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that on February 29, 2012, I approved Senate Bills 5, 8, 11, 13, 19, 20, 29, 30, 31, 39, 41, 56, 57, 67, 69, 87, 107, 115, and 168, and the same have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure reports Senate Bills 43, 75, 161, 162, 174, 187 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 8:55 a.m. March 1, 2012. Bob Gray, Chair.
Reports of select committees.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee reports it has considered Senate Bill 141 and the amendments thereto made by the House and have filed a report respectfully, Representative Rosen and Senator Peters.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I've been honored to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate Bill amendments to House Bill 1234. And I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Wick, Willardson, and Fickert as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 91. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Morning.
Personal privilege?
Granted, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'd like to wish my first granddaughter a happy birthday today on her seventh birthday. And I got to actually welcome her into the world 7 years ago on the House floor when she was born on March 1st. And I'd also like you to welcome with me, if you're familiar with the Flat Stanley concept, and if those of you that aren't, I'll tell you about it, but her class is doing the Flat Catherine, in my case, so she's going to be joining me today at my desk as well. So thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome. Any other personal privileges? And happy birthday, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move that the Senate recess until 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Second.
All those in favor of recess signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are in recess. Thank you. Thank you very much. South Dakota Senate will reconvene. We'll revert to Order of Business 5, reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bill 157 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Bob Gray, Chair.
Reports of select committees, please.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee reports that it has considered Senate Bill 183 and makes a recommendation. Jamie Boomgarden, House Committee Chair. Mike Valley, Senate Committee Chair. The Conference Committee on Senate Bill 193 has reported. David Lust, House Committee Chair. Larry Tiedemann, Senate Committee Chair. The Committee on Senate Bill 91 has reported, and Hal Wick, House Committee Chair, Al Nordstrom, Senate Committee Chair.
Messages from the House of Representatives.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on 157. I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has passed House Bill 1116 over the veto of the Governor. The veto message of the Governor is found on page 687 of the House Journal. We hereby request your favorable consideration in passing House Bill 1116, the veto of the Governor notwithstanding. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that a change has been made in the House Conference Committee on Senate Bill 77. The committee should now be Representatives Ghosh, Cronin, and Fargin. And I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1228. Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Senator Roden, you want a personal privilege?
I do? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good thing I'm here, Laurie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, well, I have a special guest joining me today, and I'd ask you to help me welcome my twin sister, Lori, up in the gallery. Thanks for coming, Lori.
Larry's older, isn't he? Yeah, I thought so. He's just... much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're on to motions and resolutions, please.
Senate Bill 25, an act to provide for the creation of a new state accountability system for public elementary and secondary schools. Senator Johnson moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 25.
Comments on that motion? Good afternoon, Senator.
And good afternoon to you as well. Good to see you back. I ask for your favorable consideration on Senate Bill 25. As you remember, Senate Bill 25 is South Dakota's answer to unwinding ourselves from No Child Left Behind. We've had a very vigorous floor discussion on both sides of the building. Additionally, the Appropriations Committee had added on an amendment which would have added a financial accountability segment to the existing four segments of the school accountability piece, or of the school accountability bill. The House removed that. From the standpoint of, one, the Department of Education has the existing resources, they have the existing data, and so that amendment that the Appropriations Committee would not be needed. And second of all, I think it lends itself to a bigger question about the role that the locally elected school boards, the role that the local administration within those school districts have to being responsible to their local taxpayers. And so I'd ask you to concur with Senate Bill 25 as was brought back to us from the House. Thank you.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, or Mr. President. I would also, like to say that this alleviated some of my heartburn about the bill taking off the financial accountability section. This came through Appropriations Committee, and I had full intentions of supporting, Senate Bill 25 before it was amended, and had to go to a couple different I had some bills up, I guess, at a couple different committees and missed the vote on it. But, I think taking this financial accountability portion off makes it a much better and more palatable bill for me. So I would urge your support as well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Johnston's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 25. Those in favor of concurrence, it's final action, will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunstad. Hunhoff. Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie. Kraus,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Shuckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, excused 3.
Thank you. Senator Johnston's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 25, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred in.
House Concurrent Resolution 1016, a concurrent resolution concerning endorsement of Taiwan's participation as observer in the International Civil Aviation Organization and the 28th anniversary of sister state relations with the province of Taiwan in the Republic of China. Senator Brown moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1016 as found on page 569 of the House Journal.
Comments on that motion? Senator Brown, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you. Often when we have resolutions that come before this body, I think many of us understand that often they're nothing more than really a statement of the legislature's intent and preference. I view this particular resolution a bit differently, though, and I think this one certainly does carry a little more weight. The state of South Dakota has established a tremendous relationship with Taiwan, so much so that last fall we signed a deal with the state of Taiwan to execute wheat purchases from our farmers here in South Dakota worth over $450 million. That's an astounding amount of our state's number one industry that has the ability to go to a solid buyer who has committed to the long term. For 28 years, the state of South Dakota has had what we call sister state relations with Taiwan. This resolution reaffirms and reinforces South Dakota's belief that we have a good and viable economic and trading partner, and we have a friend across the way in the Pacific Ocean. I would certainly encourage this body's favorable consideration of 1016.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1016. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunstad. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman. Maher, Nelson, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Valley, Mr. President, there were ayes 32, excused 3.
Thank you, Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1016. Having received the majority vote of the members elect, I hereby declare passed, and HCR 1016 is concurred in. We're moving on to conference committee reports. Ladies and gentlemen, on your addendum, we don't have this listed, but it's the conference committee report for 91. That has been distributed, and 91 actually just is a title amendment. That's why it went to conference. And so although it is normally processed that we put that on the addendum, because it's just a title amendment so we can get our work done, we'll take that up in due course. I just wanted you to be apprised of that. Please proceed, ma'am.
Senate Bill 91, an act to allow officers of corporations to represent corporations in property tax appeals at the Office of Hearing Examiners. Senator Nordstrom moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 91 be adopted.
Comments on that motion, Senator Nordstrom. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. What we bring you today is a title amendment. We had a one-word mistake in the title. And we changed the word officer to shareholder, which made the title then reflect the bill. With that, we'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you. Further remarks? Question before the Senate is Senator Nordstrom's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 91 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frericks,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haberle,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead, Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrom,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, excused 3.
Senator Nordstrom's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 91 be adopted, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is adopted. Senator Roden.
Mr. President, personal privilege?
Granted, sir.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the privilege of having some of Gina's relatives with us today in the gallery. First of all, Mary, who is Gina's mother, if you could stand up. Holly, slightly older sister, and little sister Isabel. Help me welcome them.
Thank you. Please proceed, ma'am.
Senator Peters moves that Senate Bill 141 be placed to follow Senate Bill 193 on today's calendar.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senate Bill 183, an act to establish the elements of the offense of juvenile sexting and to provide a penalty therefore. Senator Valley moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 183 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Valley, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
We had an hour-long meeting this morning, and after that hour-long meeting, we voted to put it back the way the Senate had it at the first time, and we added one small little amendment in addition, which says within a reasonable amount of time. So with that, it came out of here unanimously, so I would again urge you to adopt the report on the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 183, which is juvenile sexting. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Valley's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on SB 183 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein. Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler,
aye.
Frericks,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverle,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead, Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckowy.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, excused 3. Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Senator Valley's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 183 be adopted, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, as the report is adopted.
Senate Bill 193, an act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2012 and to declare an emergency. Senator Tiedemann moves that the report on the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 193 be adopted.
Sorry. Comments on that motion? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to offer a substitute motion. That motion would be that the Senate do not adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 193 and do not appoint a new committee.
Sorry. Comments on that substitute motion? Senator Brown.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As you will recall, Senate Bill 193 was essentially the state employee salary bonus legislation that was passed. As you will recall, this body took that employee bonus and attached it to 1137, which is our fiscal year 12 spending bill. At this point, it's no longer necessary to have Senate Bill 193. Thank you.
Further remarks. Substitute motion is Senator Brown's substitute motion that the Senate do not adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 193 and do not appoint. At its final action, fundamentally killing the bill. Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the Senate is final action of Senator Brown's substitute motion on the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 193. Just a minute, please. Again, the question is a substitute motion on Senator Brown's motion to do not adopt the report and do not appoint on Senate Bill 193. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Bogolka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead. Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckowy, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Valley. Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Senator Brown's substitute motion that the Senate do not adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 193 and do not appoint a new committee, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Yeah. Senator Gray.
Mr. Chairman, I have an announcement, if that would be okay, since
yes,
we're probably
sir.
Not ready to adjourn quite yet. In the event we need to adjust the calendar, the Rules Committee will meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. That's made up of myself, Senator Olson, and Senator Frerichs. So tomorrow, 9 a.m., Rules Committee.
Rules Committee tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Senator Olson, do you have a motion to recess, or what's your pleasure?
Mr. President.
Senator Brown.
Move that the Senate go into recess at this time until 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of recess signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Brown.
Mr. President, Senate Republicans will caucus at 3:30.
Other announcements? I do have a note here, ladies and gentlemen, the Senate from Kay Egana. Kay was one of our front desk staff members the last few years, and she's been battling some health issues, and we've sent her notes, and she's written back to us, and she said to all of you at the front desk and my friends in the Senate, such a pleasant surprise to get your gifts and your notes. It brightened my day and the messages of encouragement. It's so wonderful to know that people love and care about me, and remember that every day is a blessing, so use it wisely. Love, Kay. So thank you. Yeah, let's give it up for Kay. She's probably listening. So. Any other announcements? Okay, we are in recess. Thank you. Senate will reconvene. We'll revert to order of business. Five, reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bill 25 and finds the same correctly enrolled. The Committee on Legislative Procedure reports Senate Bill 157 was delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 2:55 a.m. March 1, 2012. And the Committee on Legislative Procedure reports the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has compared Senate Bill 183 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Bob Gray, Chair.
Report of Select Committees.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 130 has reported, submitted by Jacqueline Sly, House Committee Chair, and Dan Lederman, Senate Committee Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has failed to adopt the report on the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 141 and no new committee was appointed. I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1137. And I have the honor to inform your body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 183. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
So everyone understands the procedure and where we're at. 141 was, that report was not adopted and they did not reappoint, so therefore 141 is dead. There are two conference committees still in process. Conference Committee for Senate Bill 77 will be at 4:30 today in room 413, Olson Valley, Frericks. And the House committee is, Cronin, Fargin. Again, that's 4:30 in room 413, Senate Bill 77, Olson, Krebs, Frericks. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Senator Bradford, you were looking for this one. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. is House Bill 139. 9 a.m. in room 413. That's Senators Heineman, Krauss, Bradford. Heineman, Krauss, Bradford, Senate Bill 139, 9 a.m., 413. It'll be posted up here. Let's move along to consideration of conference committee reports.
Senate Bill 130, an act to require the school board of each district to adopt a policy prohibiting bullying. Senator Lederman moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 130 be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Good afternoon, Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 130 comes back to us after Conference Committee looking more, a little bit more like how it left from the Senate. It's left here with a couple of requirements for school districts that did not have a policy in place. It was hogged in the House Ed Committee. We did the conference committee, and the amendments bring it back into line with what we had thought was the correct path, which was to remove protected classes and also have requirements for policies that had not been created yet by the 12 school districts. After the meeting, we had concurrence not only with the members of the House, but also with the Board of Education and Attorney General's office. So I ask for your favorable vote to concur with Senate Bill 130 as amended. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Lederman's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 130 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
No.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frericks.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead. Hunhoff. Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nostrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave? Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 27, 5 nays, 3 excused.
Senator Lederman's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 130 be adopted, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is so adopted. Just a couple of more housekeeping items. I have an email here from Senator Hunstad. He said he'd like to, this is what he says, I'm sorry. I would like to thank you all for your concern, care, prayers, and cards, as well as your visits to the hospital during my heart surgery. It's been an incredible journey for me and my family, and my recovery is progressing well, but seems slow to me. Since I had no symptoms that signaled any problems, I'd like to urge each and one of you to think seriously about getting yourself screened. As Myron Rao said to me, it only takes 30 minutes. That 30 minutes may save your life, too. I'd also like to urge you to take care traveling home. You've worked long hours, and thank you for your service to South Dakota. Last but not least, thank you for your friendship during my 12 years in the legislature. It's a humbling experience to know that we come and go, and we make lasting friendships. To all of you, thank you for your friendship, and thank you. Madam Secretary.
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 10 o'clock on Friday, March 2nd, the 32nd legislative day.
Is there a second? All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Any announcements? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple of announcements. The Appropriations Committee, as soon as we end our meeting here. I would like all the appropriators set upstairs. We will start taking amendments this afternoon. We will try to get through as many of those as possible. There's a strong possibility we're not going to finish all of them and may need to come back tomorrow morning. We'll discuss that at that meeting, but we will start taking amendments this afternoon. The second thing I've been asked to remind folks that the lobbyist event is this evening at 7:30 at the American. 7:30 at the American.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Any other announcements? Yeah, that's fine. We'll wait to post the calendar until we get these committees to report out, so you won't see it tonight, because it would only show the consideration of the veto. So we just have those two left for tomorrow, and we'll put those up when possible. Okay, we're going to revert to a consideration of executive vetoes.
The Senate will proceed to the reconsideration of House Bill 1116 pursuant to the veto of the Governor and the veto message as found on page 687 of the House Journal as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
The question is, shall House Bill 1116 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding? Are there comments? Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. And House Bill 1116 is obviously a bill that originated in the House, and they have been able to overwhelmingly offer their support for the legislation, and I hope that we can do the same over here on the Senate side. Just to really put this in perspective, right now, if we reflect on things, and I did have the conversation with the distinguished Deputy Secretary of Revenue, I kind of and jokingly asked him, but in all seriousness, I was curious to know. I said, should we not be able to override the veto when he's going to have his staff set up a tax appointment with me because I'm not a dairy producer? I have not been audited in looking at the last 6 years. And I said, I raise all of my own bedding that we use, and it's all consumable. That's an impropriety in the law here that we can fix with this legislation. And I don't say that out there to be anything that is used to try to pass a bill in the direction that I'm going. I use it in all honesty. The dairy producers are being targeted right now to audit 6 years worth of their records to determine what is either used for bedding, and especially in the consumables. Just so you know, this bill is very narrow in nature, and as far as dollars that have been collected, I also, in seriousness, asked the deputy secretary, asked him, says, have you been able to pay your expenses that all of these tax agents have gone out and incurred based on the revenues they've collected? And he said, well, they don't probably always pull those numbers together, or haven't looked at those exactly to this point. And so if you weigh those two, in a sense, you know, frivolous improprieties with this piece of legislation, I hope you'll agree with us. And I know there's others that will debate this. And also in closing, I would like to thank my good friends that are on the Agriculture Committee for seeing that we bring this up today and have the discussion and take care of it before we head to our Friday session. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Bogalka.
Thank you, sir. This problem of taxing bedding and straw, I first found out about it just almost a year ago. It was during session, and I was surprised, and it had just been starting being done, and I was notified by some dairy producers in my area. But yet they're going back 6 years, and there was no prior notification that they should be collecting or paying this tax on the straw. And as Senator Frerichs mentioned, it's not just the transaction money between two individuals, which would be relatively easy, but it's also use tax. If you produce your own, you're expected to pay the tax as well. Here in South Dakota, we are under an obligation, I believe, to try to promote the production of animal agriculture. Both our Senate and House Ag committees this week decided to recommend a summer study on the production of animal agriculture in South Dakota. What you tax, you push down. What you allow to be free, you lift up. There are two large cheese plants in my area, Valley Queen in Milbank and Davisco in Lake Norton, and soon to be, hopefully, Bell Brands in Brookings. And these three plants are going to require the milk from approximately 130,000 cows a day. Right now, the entire state of South Dakota, there are only 92,000 cows. Obviously, we bring in some milk from Minnesota, but please do the right thing. Pass this bill. It's going to cause almost more harm than good, the calculations, the manipulations, the collecting, the problems it's going to cause. Just leave it back to the way it was a couple years ago. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. President. No other state imposes such a tax. And what we're doing here with this bill is further clarifying that an integral part of productivity costs or input costs should be specifically exempt. And bedding, straw bedding, whatever type of bedding it may be, needs to be clarified and exempt. We are an agricultural state. It's our number one industry. And to continue to try to hurt that industry or challenge them with unreasonable expectations such as this is one reason why we all need to stand up against and fight this tax exempt or tax imposition. So I'd appreciate your favorable consideration of 1116 and the override.
Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. I had not planned to talk on this, and I actually hadn't made my mind up for the second time until just recently. But I do need to talk about it. And it's a fairness issue, and I'll explain it. But we're going to walk away from this particular issue. And I served on the Taxation Committee for 4 years, and the state of South Dakota has a philosophy. The philosophy is this. We're going to tax as much as we can, and we're going to tax it at the lowest rate we can. Other states have gone down the other path where they say we tax very few things, but we tax them at 10%. So if you agree to the philosophy that's longstanding in South Dakota is that we tend to tax everything at a low rate. And we on the Taxation Committee, when I was on it, fought hard for that philosophy. And so then what is the rest of the philosophy? And the rest of the philosophy is, and we apply this to everybody. We don't care who you are. You fall under the same set of rules. If the thing that you're doing, that you're mixing into the manufacturing process, is delivered to the consumer, they pay sales tax on it. So you should not have to pay sales tax on it again. But if it's being consumed and not being delivered to the consumer, then all industries in South Dakota pay sales tax on that. And I'll try to give you an example. If I'm manufacturing a piece of metal, and I sell you that piece of metal, as it came in, does not get sales taxed. But it's sales taxed when it goes out. But if I squirt it with WD-40, because I need to do that when I'm grinding a hole in it, that WD-40 was not delivered to the customer. Therefore, the WD-40 was consumed in the process and gets taxed. That's my framework. So when I take that framework and apply it, and I'll back up for just a second, the framework is this. If the product gets delivered to the customer, it does not get sales taxed. If it gets consumed in the process, then it is taxable. So now we go to the bedding, and I take that same framework and I apply it. If the cow eats if the cow consumes the corn, and then the cow is sold and turned into beef, and that beef is sales taxed, it is not sales taxable, because that corn got delivered to the consumer as beef, and the state of South Dakota got their money as the beef was sold. But if it doesn't get delivered to the consumer, and it gets used up in the manufacturing process, we in South Dakota have a long history of sales taxing that. So here's the thing that really I struggle with on this particular bill is the percentages. If you have a bale of hay, if you have all the straw in South Dakota, what percentage does a cow eat and it turns into hamburger and gets delivered? That should be sales tax free because it's included with the beef. And I grew up on a farm, and I'm doing my best guess here. My best guess is the majority of straw does not get eaten. The majority of the straw gets consumed in the manufacturing process, and if we're going to treat all industries fairly and equally, my logic says that this has to be sales taxable. I'm a no vote. I'm going to stay with my no vote.
Further remarks, Senator Maher.
Mr. President, something a little on the lighter note. Hay and straw are cheaper. Grass is free. Be a cow and eat all three and be sales tax free.
Wow. Very pithy. Pithy. Make sure you enunciate when you say that word. I bet, Senator Hansen, you'd like to speak.
Mr. President, may I speak?
Yes, you may.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I will speak. I rehearsed that a long time. Somewhat in response to the comments that my good friend from a few miles to the north of me, what we're talking about here is straw, corn stalks, corn stover, and bean, the straw residue from soybeans. And when we were talking about this the other day, somebody made the question of who feeds their cows straw? And, you know, there was a time when that probably would be a very valid comment. But as we have, as animal agriculture has changed, and, of course, we recognize that the dairy industry has become a very important, potentially an extremely important component of our South Dakota animal agriculture. And looking at it just from the standpoint of the dairy producer, very few dairy producers would use straw for bedding because it's not exactly the best kind of an environment for that high-producing dairy cow to lay down on. What they prefer is sand. And sand, there's no argument with the right of the Revenue Department to come and audit to find out how much sand has been purchased. But actually, straw now is a much more important component of the diet, because we have another thing that has come on the scene in the last few years, the distiller's co-product of the ethanol plants. That's a very high-protein product, and it makes a very good feed ingredient. And the rations for the, especially the dry cow rations, straw and distiller's co-product make a very good ration. It provides the protein that they need without it being allowed to be a high-energy diet, which is that's one of the things that you try to be of major concern. We also have cases of stock cows. You know, we have learned that we can winter our stock cows on a diet very different than what was once fed. And a mixture of, you know, a combination of corn stover and distiller's co-products makes a very good, reasonably priced ration for your stock cows. So, you know, we're looking at a very changing industry, and it's kind of interesting how we could be having this kind of a discussion at the time when we are making such a major effort to solicit large dairies to come to South Dakota. As we've just heard, the number of cows that we need to support the manufacturing facilities in Lake Norden and Millbank and now in Brookings is just tremendous. And so we send kind of a mixed signal, I think, to those potential investors in the large dairies that we're trying so hard to get to come to South Dakota because of all of the other advantages that we have. So let's not continue to send the wrong message to them and vote to override the veto. Thank you.
Senator Rudd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Senate, just wanted to make a couple brief comments. The Senator for Aberdeen made a few remarks as far as the tax structure. I would submit to you that it's not as cut and dried or as simple as that. And in fact, if you're going to go down that path of what's consumed and what's used to produce beef, and I won't get, you know, it gets confusing, but I'll just put it this way very simply. You will put as many pounds on that beef by bedding them as you will feeding them, because it's all about calories, and you're maintaining that body heat with the bedding. Now, having said that, you know, let's not get too wrapped around the axle on those kind of infinite details. Let's look at the big picture here. This, especially, you know, I applaud our governor this year on his effort on the red tape agency reviews or whatever they called it to simplify our laws and to remove confusion and complication by reviewing those laws. But let's look at this. What we're doing today flies in the face of simplification. We would be adopting tax policy that would be, first of all, unenforceable. If they ask me to determine how much of the straw that I bale is consumed by cattle and how much is bedded upon, it's impossible. What kind of a bureaucracy would they have to create to regulate and maintain that any credible fairness in that system? I would submit you will not, you cannot, it's impossible. So why would we pass legislation here that would foster that kind of confusion and that kind of bureaucracy? It's as simple as that. This is a matter of fairness, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in my part of the world, you know, I remember as a kid, we had a straw catcher my dad pulled behind the combine. And I remember the frustration of spending hours bedding a barn because it caught all the chaff and all the grain that went through the combine, spending hours bedding a barn and turn the cows in there and watch them walk in there and clean up all their bedding. But it goes to prove the point here. There is no way that you can accurately assess bedding. And one other thing I wanted to clarify, too. This doesn't exempt all bedding, only consumable bedding. The corn stover, the straw, sand, wood chips are not exempt, because they are strictly bedding. I'd urge you to support this bill. It's just common sense, and it limits unnecessary regulation and bureaucracy. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Krebs speaks a second time? Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do want to clarify even further what our previous speaker had just stated. Now we lay us down to sleep, horses, cows, pigs, and sheep. On sand and chips, the taxes will pay, but no tax when we straw on lay, or we lay.
So you and Mahar have been hanging out together? Well, wait till I tell Mitch. Those further remarks. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, shall House Bill 1116, 1116, pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding? Those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein. Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Cutler votes aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
No.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
No.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup. Nygaard, Olson,
no.
Peters,
no.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave, Roden, Shirkaway, Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 26, nays 6, excused 3.
The question, shall House Bill 1116 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding, having received a two-thirds majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Announcements? Senator Brown.
Appropriators, we'll head up to the big room on the fourth floor, and we'll start getting our work done.
Any other announcements? Remember, 10 a.m. tomorrow, we'll gavel in. Madam Secretary.
Senator Tiedemann moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.